WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
All 18 of Cook County's public housing developments will soon have mental health workers on site. Officials say it's the first such initiative in the U.S. and part of an effort to help residents recover from the pandemic. WBEZ's Esther Yunji Kang spoke with Richard Minacchio to hear more. He's executive director of the Housing Authority of Cook County.
Tell us, what will these behavioral health specialists be doing?
You know, residents experience a wide, just like the general public, a wider range of issues. There's anxiety and depression, could be substance abuse. It could be a hoarding problem. It could just be a fear of leaving their apartment. You can tell that there's issues that haven't been addressed here. So the behavioral health specialists, case managers that will be in the buildings are really going to be there to assist residents directly with problems they might be experiencing with their mental health, their physical health, getting them connected to other healthcare professionals that can assist them with their needs if the person on site can't. You know, it's direct service, but it's also triage for individuals who might need different types of services.
So how will the program work? Can people walk in, or do they have to make appointments?
You know, we're going to be very deliberate in how we roll this program because, unfortunately, mental health is still stigmatized in many ways. You know, it's not going to be a situation where the healthcare worker has an office and a sign up and says mental health care. No, we're going to have events. We're going to have, you know, mingling sessions. We're going to have lunches. We're going to have bingo, all ways for the residents to become connected to the individual. So then when the relationship is developed, the worker can see how people are doing. And then at the same time, the resident would feel more comfortable in coming to the worker if they're experiencing difficulties.
Why is it important to have mental health workers on site at these buildings instead of, you know, at a different location?
It's critical that we get this care right where the people are at. So we know for a fact how difficult it is even for people that have insurance and know how to navigate the system to get a therapist, for example, that they can trust, to get medication that they might need. It's a system that really hasn't worked for a long time. I think it's been recognized. Many mental health care clinics in the city of Chicago were closed, which was a huge mistake in my view. And we're trying to repair that problem, not only in the public housing system, but also countywide.
So federal resources, specifically American Rescue Plan money, are being used for this. What happens after those funds run out?
Yes, this program is being funded for 3 years through American Rescue Plan money that was granted to us by Cook County. So what we're going to do, you know, from day one, is track the success of the program. How many people have been served? You know, how many fewer lease violations have been committed, for example? How many people have been given access to other services like SNAP and other benefits? You know, we're under no illusion that this program is going to be something that can go on forever unless we can prove it works. And then we'll have to go after competitive state and federal funding. But I really believe that this is a unique partnership. I don't think this is being done anyplace in the country.
That was Richard Minacchio from the Housing Authority of Cook County speaking with WBEZ's Esther Yunji Kang. This is WBEZ.